Okay, let's begin. Okay. Yesterday we went through a whole mahalach about how to define what chamoso is. And in Rashi's construct, I hope you chazered it over, in Rashi's construct we had the case of katlonis, where a woman had lost two of her husbands, and we had Rashi's approach. And this, in fact, we suggested that motivated the Maharam to be cholek on Rashi and to give another case. And we said, how would we defend Rashi? So we said that the note of Yehuda has a shita where katlanis is not a problem in the scenario where you fulfill the mitzvah of Yibu. This note of Yehuda is mechadesh on the pasuk and perek lamed ches pasuk et aleph. It says V'yomer Yehuda in Parshas Vayeshev, V'yomer Yehuda l'tamar kaloso shvi almona bis avich ad yigdal shela b'ni ki amr pen yamus gam hu ka'achiv. He was concerned that let Shela get older because he might die if he fulfills the mitzvah of Yibum now. So Rashi here is masbir the following, that Yehuda is being docha her bekash with straw. He never intended on Shela mirroring her. So I just want to point out that that seems to be difficult, because we tried to suggest in Rashi, like the note of Yehuda, where the note of Yehuda writes that we normally paskin it's us and Amiria katlanis, but we are fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum, you're okay. But when is that, when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Yibum, you're okay? When you're a gadol. Because a gadol is chayv in mitzvahs. So that's why we were waiting till Shela became a gadol. Because shomer mitzvah lo yod hara. And therefore, if he's a gadol, when he fulfills the mitzvah, he'll be okay. So that's what we want to suggest, the note of Yehuda's psak, that a katlanis is not a problem in the case of Yibum, is exactly what Rashi holds in the Mishnah, and Rashi would respond, make the Maram, I have no problem with what I said. Maram didn't like it, because Maram held like who? The Chacham Svi, against the Kirin Ohr and the note of Yehuda. I just want to point out that it seems to be against Rashi Ala Torah, because Rashi Ala Torah seems to say b'feirish that he had no intention on Shela mirroring and doing Yibum with Tamar. Our whole Shtukal Torah was to answer Rashi. It's the same Rashi HaKadosh on the Mishnah and Ala Torah. So we have to be intellectually honest and just point out that our mahalach, our teretz, would seem to be against Rashi Ala Torah. And I want you to note the Ramban as well on that pasuk points out that he's a little bit bothered by Yehuda was the ruler. What was Yehuda afraid? Why didn't Yehuda just come out and say it? I don't plan on Shela ever mirroring, ever doing Yibum with Tamar. If he was the ruler, what was he scared of? So you get the impression both from Rashi and the Ramban, there was no intention at all of Shela, of Yehuda wanting Shela to do Yibum at all with the Katlanis Tamar. Okay? So that's both from Rashi and Ramban. I just wanted to stress that. We were hinted to it a bit yesterday, but I wanted to explain it completely, and let's make sure we get that. Okay? Fine. Now we move on to the topic at hand, and that is that the second Tosfos requires a few hakdamas and introductions. And that is, we saw the Gemara yesterday on Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara black on white says the makor of Tzara Tzara being Ptura is from what? Someone tell me? From Litzur. The Gemara quotes a Brisa. How do I know it's a Brisa? Someone asked me in Seder, because it says Minah Nemili de Tanu Rabbanan. It says Minah Nemili de Tanu Rabbanan, that means it's a Brisa. Okay? So the Gemara says black on white on Gimel Amud Beis that Tzara Tzara is part there based on a pasuk Litzur. I, the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, also, according to Rashi on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, states, why is Sara Tzara Pater? So someone tell me, what does Rav Yehuda the Amora say? Go ahead, Evan. Litzror. And what does Rav Ashi the Amora say? It's a Svar. And we explained yesterday from Rav Nachum Parchovich, that's out, that according to Rav Yehuda, it's based on the concept of what? The Irva. And the Irva Potter's what? From number two to what? Forever. Whereas the Tzara is Potter because of what? The Tzara, and I'll be Svara. Each Tzara can convey to the next Svara, the next Tzara, the next Tzara. Svara, Tzara, right? So you have that continuation. Okay. So it's interesting. We pointed out, let's get it, that the Vilna Gaon on Gimel Amud Beis points out that he feels there's a mistake here. He feels that this segment of Tzara Tzara coming from the Pasuk Litzror is a mistake. He says, Tevus Elus Mechukim. He points out the Sefer HaYashar Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban also say it's a mistake. Okay? So they get rid of that from our Gemara. Also, let's note that the Vilna Gaon, we didn't mention this, the Vilna Gaon interprets Rashi on Gimel and Beis does say that Tzara Tzara comes from what? Litzror. But the Vilna Gaon says Rashi did not have that in the Gemara. Rashi was adding that on his own. So the Vilna Gaon claims that Rashi also did not have that. The Vilna Gaon also claims that Rashi did not have Gimel and Beis. So what does Rashi mean on Gimel and Beis when he says Litzror is the marker for Tzara Tzara? He meant like Rev Yehuda. He was just adding on that Rev Yehuda on Yud-Gimel and Aleph says the marker for Tzara Tzara is from Litzror. But the Gaon says that Rashi also did not have it. We're going to see in Tosfos, there's a Shem that Tosfos by us did have it. But nonetheless, what I want to bring out is that if you assume that you do have the Girsa, okay? I want to stress that, okay? Because the Gaon says that Rashi did not have it. Rashi was just adding on his own. But if you have Gimel and Beis, and you have Yud Gimel and Aleph, what are the two Makaros? What are the two Makaros? For Tzara Tzara. So the Brisa and the Amora, Rav Yehuda, hold. The marker is a Pasuk, that it's Irva. Tzara Tzara. And Rav Ashi the Amora holds that it's a Svar. Now, we generally assume that an Amora cannot argue on a Tana, generally. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah that I gave you in Uchus Mamre and Pirik Beis Halacha Aleph assumes that all over Shas, we ask Kashas and Amoroim from Mishnayis, from Brises, from Tanoic literature. We ask Kashas on Amoroim from Tanoim. And the Gemara says, oh, this Amora holds like another Tana, or the Gemara gives it Teretz. The way it's set up on what we have, if you don't take out, you don't strike from our Gemara, Gimel and Beis, it seems like Rav Ashi is saying a new marker against the Brisa. How can this be? So, I once heard from Rav Shechter Shlita, he was Masber to us, there's a Ramban in Baba Kama, in the Melchamas Hashem, that collects many cases in Shas, I think it's 11, where there are Amoroim that Taka argue on Tanoim. So, what's Pshat? Sometimes they argue, and most of the other times we ask an Amoraim from Tanoim. So, this can be clearly seen with a kasha that Rabbi Chanan asked Reb Chaim once. There is a machlekes Amoraim. We know that the only time that the Amora, the Gemara has a line in Ksubas on Chesem and Aleph, that Rav is the only Amora that can argue on a Tana. Rav Tana Upalik. The Gemara writes, when it has no other answer, the Gemara says, Rav is like a Tani can argue on that, what? Argue on tonight. Even though Rav is a first generation Amora. Gemara has a line like that. And then the Gemara also says, whenever there's a machlokas, Rav v'Reb Yochanan, halacha k'Reb Yochanan. So Rabbi Chanan asked Reb Chaim once, how could that be? If Rav Tano Poli, we paskin like Rav, when Rav argues a Tana, how do you say Rav Reb Yochanan, halacha k'Reb Yochanan? Rav's the only Amora that we pass him, that can go against the Tana, and we pass him like him, but when Rav goes against Rabbi Yochanan, the Lacha's not like him? Rabbi Yochanan can't argue on a Tana. If Rav can argue on a Tana, shouldn't Rav be the Halacha like him against Rabbi Yochanan? So that's the Kasha Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Chaim. But moreover, what I want to add to that is, what's the Pshat, Lamaisa, that we can say Rav Tana Opalik, when we just got through saying that the Amoraim, when we said the Ramban has 11 cases where Amoraim argue on Tanaim, and we normally know that Amoraim can argue on Tanaim. What's going on? So the answer is as follows. Let's get it. When you arrive at a Psak, you can arrive at a Psak in one of two ways. You can arrive at a Psak because you have a certain intuition. We'll call it Netiyah Sadas, a certain tendency. You have an intuition. The Ramah writes in Chosha Mishra, you can issue a psak if you have a certain intuition. Even though you don't know slam dunk, you have a certain hargash, a certain smarter that it's kosher or not kosher, you can paskin like that. But then there's another way you can arrive at a psak. The other way you could arrive at a psak is you know 100% with certainty. Meyachus. With 100% certainty that the din is when it's kosher, it's possible. There are two ways. So therefore, one could suggest as follows. In an Amora can argue on a Tana, any Amora can argue on a Tana, with Meyachus. If he feels Meyachus, he can argue on a Mishnah and then argue on a Bryce. If he only has a Netiyas Adas, if he only has an intuition, then you're not allowed to argue on a Tana. So most of the Gemara's and Shas, when the Gemara asks on an Amora from a Tanoim, from a Mishnah Bryce, so the Gemara says, how can you an Amora, Paskin with an intuition, you're against the Mishnah, you're against the Brisa, Kasha. But if the Amor is slam dunk, he feels 100% so, then he can argue even on a Mishnah and a Brisa. Even on a Mishnah and a Brisa. It's very critical. The only Amora that can argue on a Tana with only an intuition is who? Is Rav. So when do we say Rav, Tano, Poli, Rav, Tano, Poli? Means Rav is the only Amora with an intuition can argue on a Tana. But Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, look, Rabbi Yochanan, when they're arguing, when each one is 100%, then in a Hanami, the Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan. Because if it's 100%, even Rabbi Yochanan could argue on who? Could argue on who? On a Tana. So that's the Chiddush here we want to bring out. Okay? And therefore, this is exactly maybe what the Kesef Mishnah means. The Kesef Mishnah writes Beferish here in Parapheis Halacha Aleph in Ilchos Ma'amar, the Amoraim made a Kabbalah on themselves that they weren't arguing on a Tana. That's what I wanted to use. Kesef Mishnah says they were Makabal upon themselves. Kesef Mishnah says they were Makabal upon themselves. It was a Kabbalah. The Amoraim were Makabal upon themselves. They weren't arguing on a Tana. But what was the Kabbalah? Perhaps the Kabbalah was when there was an intuition. Only in intuition they had a Kabbalah, they weren't arguing on a Tana. But if they felt 100% certitude that a certain din was such, they could argue even on a Tana. And that's exactly maybe what the Kesef Mishnah is saying, because the Kesef Mishnah has a discussion here, and let's mention it. And Rav Shechter, I remember, was masber this to us very beautifully. The Gemara has a comment about Metziah on Peheim and Aleph. Ravina v'Ravashi, Soforo. Ravina v'Ravashi, Soforo. What does that mean, Ravina v'Ravashi? So for Ra, that means when Ravina and Ravashi finished the Gemara in 400 CE, that closed the chapter in history. That's not just a historical comment, that's a halachic comment. The Ramah writes in Choshen Mishpat in Simin Chof Hei, in the Vilna Gaon, is Messiah in this Gemara as the mocker, that no one can argue on the Gemara. No one. No one can argue on the Gemara. You cannot argue on the Gemara, but an Achron can argue on a Rishon with Rayas. If he's entitled to his opinion, he has rayas. Nachron can argue on Rishon, but you can never argue against the Gemara. That's very important. The Gemara can never be argued on, but an Achron can argue on a Rishon. And that's in essence what he said to us. Rishon said, there's no real concept of precedent in Halacha. After the Gemara, there's no real concept of precedent. There was a sefer was published in the 80s against Rav Moshe, very lapid Kovadik. There are Moshe sometimes paskins against Gedolei Achronim. And he says, it's wrong. How can you argue on Rebbe Kiveg, or how can you argue on Noda Buda? The whole premise of the Sefer is wrong. And also, he's not the Kovadik to Reb Moshe. But even without that, Reb Shechter pointed out this, the whole premise of the Sefer is wrong. Because there is no concept of precedent in Halacha. You can't argue on the Gemara, right? But after that, an Achron can argue on a Rishon with Rayas. And that's what we mean to say, Yiftach Bedoro Kishmul Bedoro. The Gemara has a comment in Rosh Hashanah that Yiftach was a great man, but he was not on the level of Shmuel Anavi. But the people that lived in Shmuel in Yiftach's time couldn't ask Shmuel a Shiloh. And you can argue on previous Doros if it's an issue that is deraisa, even if you're not greater B'chachmo B'minyan. Even if you're not greater B'chachmo B'minyan, if you're arguing on a matter that's deraisa, a deraisa concept, an Achron can argue on a Rishon, even if he's not as great. Even if he's not greater B'chachmo B'minyan. Because on a din deraisa, Yiftach B'doro is Kishmuel B'doro. Yiftach was not as great as Shmuel, but he could argue on Shmuel. If it's a matter that's deraisa. But on a takana sechamin, you want to repeal a gzera takana, what? The only way you can repeal or what? Or uproot a previous takana is if you are greater b'chachma and b'minyan. By a takana, the gzera, you have to be tzarich liyo b'chachma, gadol b'chachma, gadol b'chachma, u'b'minyan. You must be greater b'chachma u'b'minyan in order to uproot it. But if it's a deraisa, if it's a deraisa, even if you're not as great, you have the ability of yiftach b'dorah k'shmuel dorah. And that's what it means. There's no concept of precedent. Of course you can't argue on the Gemara and Mishnah, but after that you can. And that's exactly, in essence, in a similar vein, the Kesemish is the Amorim and Makabal knows not to argue on Tanayim. But they were Makabal with an intuition they wouldn't argue. But if it's 100% certitude, maybe you could say they would argue. And that's exactly what we want to suggest here. That if you have everything, if you don't strike Gimel and Beis from the Girsa, if I ask you, what is the Mocker for Tsara Tsara being Pater? What's the answer? Ravashi, the Halaga Amayra, says it's a Svara. Doesn't the Brisa say it's an Erva? It's a Pusik? I should say Litzra, rather. Litzra, it's based on Litzra, same thing, but let's get the exact Pusik. It's really Litzra. How can he offer a different marker? He's an Amira. What's the answer based on what we said, Yossi? In what way? Where he's what? Where he's 100% certitude. Where he felt 100% certitude. So therefore, that's what you could have if you have Daf Gimel like we have in the Miz, and you have Daf Gimel. Now, according to the Gaon, you don't have the problem. Because on Gimel Beis was struck from the Girsa. And you don't have it at all. And when Rashi says it, Rashi didn't have the Gemara. Rashi was just adding on Rav Yehuda. But I'm saying, if you have it, and we're going to see that Tysus seems to say, our Tysus has it, what are you going to say? Ravashi's arguing? Yes. He can argue if you have a theory that you know Bevados. With this in mind now, guys, let's see the Tysus, okay? The second Tysus, okay? Let's see the second Tysus inside. Ad Sofa Olam. Okay, so that's the Mahalach that we want to suggest. And it's a good lead into Tysus, because Tysus has both Gerses. Okay? Ezra, go ahead. Let's read the Tysus. Let's see inside. Go ahead. Ad Sofa Olam.
Ad Sofa Olam.
Go ahead. Real loud, please. Go ahead.
Hacha lo shayach le mechrach kevin ditana ad Sofa Olam. That's our Sofa said.
Lamali.
Lamali. Kedaparich v'akotev.
V'akosev. What's he bothered by? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says a tzarasars pater ad sofa olam. There is a Gemara in Ksubis that asks Akasha, and it says, why on earth do you need what? If it says ad sofa olam, what do you need what? What do you need the statement of what? Peros perosayin. Why does the Gemara ask the same Kasha here? The Gemara does not ask, since it says ad sofa olam, what do you need tzarasarsayin? It's like saying 1, 2, and forever. Just say and forever. What do you need the statement sorrow, sorrow, saying for? The Gemara asks in Ksubis that exact point. When a husband writes the what? When a husband's writing the Ksuba, right? He wants to be able to have the Peiris. We know that the woman brings property into the marriage, and the ability for the husband to get the Peiris is called Nichse what? Nichse Meluk. It's called Nichse Meluk. So the husband wants to say, you know what? When he gets married, he normally has the right to eat her fruit. Of her fields. He doesn't want to have anything of it. He doesn't want to have the first growth, the second growth, the third growth. He can develop his own construct. He says he's independent financially. He doesn't need to use her payers. He says, I don't want the first stage. I don't want the second stage. So the Mishnah says, that's so follow. So go ahead, Ezra. Also, he says, in the Gemara and Ksubis, ask the Kasha. It says, that's so follow, Paris Parasayan. So what do you need Paris Parasayan? It says, that's so follow. So the Gemara and Ksubis asks it, and here it doesn't ask it. That's Tysus Kasha. We got it clear? The Gemara by us in the Yavamas never asks this Kasha. Why? Tysus displays his Bekias. In Ksubis is a similar Mishnah. It says, Paris Parasayan, that's so follow. And over there, the Gemara asks, why does it say Paris Parasayan? It says, that's so follow. Why did the Gemara ask the same Kasha in Yavamas? It does not in Yavamas. Why? That's Tysus Kasha. Okay? Go ahead. Okay, so what's the Teretz of Tosfos? What's the Teretz of Tosfos? Very interesting Teretz. What does he want to say? He says, over there in Ksubis, when you're talking about a Nusach of a Star, and he wants to remove himself, then therefore the Torah does not have to what? Not the Torah, but you don't have to write both. You don't have to be Ma'arich. You don't have to be so what? Elongated and say Paris Parasayan ad sof olam. That's what the Gemara was bothered by Akasha. People usually are not marich when you write a contract. People are terse and succinct. So that's why the Gemara is bothered by the Akasha. Why do you have to say Paris Parasayan? If it says ad sof olam, don't say the first growth, the second growth, and no matter how many growths. Just say no matter how many growths. If you're writing a contract, you want to be as terse and succinct as possible. Aval hacha, what's hacha? Here, in Yavamah says, what on earth is Lozu Afsu? Someone tell me what Lozuafsu is? But Noah, what is it? There are two forms that the Tanoim wrote Mishnayos. I want you to get it. Lozu, Afzu, and Zu, the Ein Sarach Lomer Zuktan. Okay? Lozu Afzu means you have a bunch of cases in the Mishnah, you build up to the biggest Chiddush. The last case is the biggest Chiddush. Zu, Vein, Sarach, Lomer, Zuktani, is that the first case is the biggest Chiddush, and everything after that is Pashim. So says Tosfos, our Mishnah was teaching a bigger Chiddush, meaning to say we want to lead up to the bigger Chiddush. Even if it's 70, 80 generations weiter, that Sarah, 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 Vuchuli, 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 is Pater. So that's why it said, came in at Sarah, Sarah, saying, Ad Sofa Olam. The Gemara doesn't ask, since it said Ad Sofa Olam, in other words, since it says Ad Sofa Olam, why do you need to teach Sarah, Sarah, saying? Part of the theme of the Mishnah is to build up. So you need to say Sarah, Sarah, saying, which is case one, case two, Ad Sofa Olam to get to what? Get to 150, get to 200. So there's a need, Ezra, to say the word Sarah, Sarah, saying, because you want to be able to build up to Ad Sofa Olam, to infinity. Okay, so that's Tosfos Teretz. But I want you to know those two styles of Tanoim, how they wrote Mishnayos. Lo Zu Afzu is one style, and that's exactly what our Tosfos says. Okay, Viter. Go ahead, Ezra, let's go. Vim Toimar. Oh, now what's he asking? Since we've now established, Ezra, that Tzara Tzara Sein is correct, so At Sof Olam Lamali. Put the comma after what? After Tzara Sein, or the period. Vim Tomer came in and Tanya Tzara Sein, period. What do you need at Sof Olam? Go ahead. Again, Tosfos displays his Bekiyas. And I can prove to you in Shas, the Gemara asks such a Kasha. Because it says in Meseches Tmura, when Medayek Meseches Tmura, Perek Elu Kachim, Vlad, Vlad, came in the Tana,
Vlad,
At Sof Olam Lamali. Came in the ton of Lad Ladan, period, At Sof Olam Lamali. So the Gemara asks such a Kashan Shas. First of all, let's get, what is a Tmura? What is Tmura? Sechas Tmura. You know what Tmura is, though. What is Tmura? You have Behemah A, your Makdish Behemah A. You want to exchange the Kedusha to Behemah B. The Torah says it's Nisr Lav. Lo Yamir, Velo Yachlifen. In the end of Parshas Bechukosai. It's all Masecht in Shas. We learned it once many years ago, Lavi Kola. Meseches Tmura. We did the whole Masech, the Baruch Hashem. The Isser is to be Machlif Kedusha from the Hen A to the Hen B. It's Isser in the Torah. And if you try to do it, the Kedusha stays on A and it also goes to B. Hu Utmuraso Yiya. It's a fair supposa. Okay. So in the middle of Tmura, the Mishnah has a case. If you're Machdish a cow to be a Kedusha Shlomim, Shlomim is a netter. Is a korban that comes voluntarily, a gift, a donation to the Beis HaMikdash, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That behemah is shlom. What about its offspring? What does the Tanakhama say? The Tanakhama says, yes, the cow is a grandmother. The daughter is also a shlom that's born. The granddaughter is a shlom. The great-granddaughter calf is a shlom. On and on and on, it's always a shlom. And the Chacham hold you can be carved it. You can offer it. Okay? You can offer it. Once you get down, Rebbe Lazar says it cannot. Rebbe Lazar, the Tana, holds in Tzmuru that you cannot. Rebbe Lazar holds against the Chachamim. Rebbe Lazar holds Vlad Shlomim Lo Kare. Why? Why not? Because we're afraid a guy Shem Yigadel Adorim Adorim. What is Adorim Adorim? Flocks. You know what he's going to do? Oh, beautiful cow. Steer's worth $4,000 or $5,000. He says, why do I have to keep donating cow to the Beis HaMikdash and their offer? I have a great idea. I'll mark just this $5,000 steer. Let it keep having what offspring. I'll take those cows and mock them. I don't have to shell out money out of my pocket. So you know what he's going to do? He's going to leave that cow, that steer around for years and years. And what's going to happen? He's going to be over in Isser of Giza Vavoda, something that's Kadosh, that's a Korban. You're not allowed to shear it and use its wool. You're not allowed to work it in the fields. And you know what else you're going to do? By you procrastinating, what are you going to be over? Rashi says this in Tmura. You'll be over Baal Ta'achar. What's Baal Ta'achar? Procrastinating three chagim from your promise, you're over Baal Ta'achar. So it's a bad deal. Rabbi Elazar says, I do not want Avlad Shlomim to be Karev mid Rabbanan because of this concern. And the Chachamim are not Chashish. Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim say, Vlad Shlomim is Karev. Is Karev. You are Karev Vlad Shlomim. Okay? You are Karev Vlad Shlomim. We're not Chashish for this. So what's the answer here? The answer is, it's a tremendous thing. V'oimiri, go ahead. Again, what was the kasha? What was, again, let's hold cup of the Tysus. Tosus' first part was what? What was Tosus' first part, Ezra? Why does it say what? Tsaro, Tsaro, saying, if it said Atzof Olam. And he says, in Ksubis, the Gemara asked that kasha. What's the answer? In Ksubis, it asked the kasha, talking about a star, a Ksuba. And it's important to be terse and succinct. That's why the Gemara was asking. It says that's all fallen. What I have to say, the first growth, the second growth. Here, though, we're not talking about something that's terse and succinct. So therefore, the Gemara never asked the kash. Oh, now that we've established that what? That's all fallen is good. Why do you have to say what? Now that we've established the Torah Sarah saying, it has to be said, why do you need that's all fallen? And where else does the Gemara ask such a kash and shas? In Tzmurah. Because it says, the Vlad of the Shlomim, according to the Chamim, is Karev. What do you need that's all fallen to be said? So what's the answer, Ezra? Go ahead, Vomari. Go ahead, Vomari. No, no, Vomari, the Hossam, the Kavan.
The Hossam, the Kavan, the Ashmaina, the Vlad, the Vladan, the Kar, the Shlamim. The Mela, Shmaina, the Vladin, and so called. Kavan, the Lochayish, the Shema, Yigdal, the Hemadarim.
Kidechayish, Hossam, Rabbi Lazar. So he says, over there, once we learn out that the Vlad is Kar of Shlamim, the Mela we learn out, it says that so followed. The Melech says that's so all, and we know that for sure. We're not chayshish. So the Gemara asks the Kashan Tzmura. Once you know that the daughter is offered, the calf, and the granddaughter calf is offered, what do you need that so fallen for? That's why the Gemara asks. Aval hacha, but here in Yavam is. Go ahead. Aval hacha.
Aval hacha, sagadayat the tzara sarasin, asir etzvei.
Oh, here I would think that tzara sarasin is usher more. Why? Mishum?
Mishum, the mitzor, darshina, the tzor.
Excellent. I would think it's only two ratios. There's only two ratios, so what do I think? So I would think it would only be two. The Erva and what else? And the Tzara, right? The Tzara, Tzara, right? The Erva, the Tzara, Tzara, nothing else. That's why I need what? That's why I need to say Atzof Olam. There's good reason to limit it. Over there, there's no reason to limit it. Because over there, once I know that the daughter of the cow can be offered and the granddaughter cow can be offered, what do you need that self open for? But here, there's good reason to limit it to only Tzara and Tzara because it's too gracious and that's it. And that's why the Gemara has to say, the Mishnah rather has to say what? Atzof Olam. Okay, Chlor? So Tosus has legitimatized beautifully why you need Tzara Sarasan and why you need Atzof Olam in the Lashon of Mishnah. Noah, you got me? Yeah? Good. Yeah, go ahead, Daniel, real quick.
So, according to Rav Ashi, we still have the question.
We're going to get to it now. Yeah. Go ahead, Ezra. The Afilu.
The Afilu, Rav Ashi, the Nachdele, Tzara, Tzara, Misvara, the Kaman, the Pirke.
We know Rav Ashi. We would have not known Rav Ashi unless we did the Gemara, right? That's why we set it up. And even Rav Ashi, who learns out Tzara, Tzara from Misvara later on in the Pirke. Go ahead, Mikol Makom. Nafkan. What is Tosa saying in this line here? Alex, what's Tosa saying in this line here? You have, if you don't have, you look on with someone. Okay? What, it's very important. What are we saying? What is he saying? Rav Ashi learned Alpiswara. So if he learned Alpiswara, what did Tosa just get through saying? Tosa just got through saying that I would think the first two generations because of Litzror. But if I don't hold Litzror, if I hold Svara, then why would I limit to what? Limit it to the first two. And therefore, I need to say Atzof Olam. If you have it from Litzror, that's fine. It's a beautiful answer. But Daniel says, what do you do according to Rav Ashi or Mechavin the Taisus? Rav Ashi learns the whole thing from Svara. So what's the answer? I'll tell you the answer. Because even according to Rav Ashi, what do you need the Svara for? What do you need the Svara for? Go ahead, David. Oh, even according to Ravashi. Even according to Ravashi, and this is the Chiddush, I want you to get down to first Teretz of Tosos. Even according to Ravashi, you still need the Pusik that you should not, Lotesik at that Lamem, Lemitzvah Nafkan. You still need the Tana to tell me that it's at Sof Olam. Why do you need the Tana to tell me not Sof Olam? Because I would think the Mucker would be what? Litzur, and it would be limited to what?
Two
generations. Tsar and Tsar. Exactly. So even according to Rav Ashi, Daniel, who learns off Pisvara, I need that phrase in the Mishnah, at Sof Olam. Because if it's based on what? It's based on Svara, I would still think that what? That Litzur would come and tell me the Lotesik at Diet and Litzur Nafka, maybe you're limited to the two. So you still, you need a support for his Svara. And the support for his Svara is the Lashon Mishnah at Sof Olam. To tell me that the Svara is Gavaltika Svara. Okay, because if you didn't have that support of the Mishnah, maybe we would shy away from the Svara. Rav Ashi's saying, I need support for my Svara. And that is to say what, Adam? At Sof Olam. Because if it would just be the Svara, I would think maybe Litzur would beat out the Svara. So it's an interesting line of Tosis. He seems to say that what? The Svara that he's saying is not so what? So it's, what did you say, David?
Yeah.
It's a little schwer, little weak. Little weak, little weak. If you read the Tosis closely, which I want you to say, you see that according to this line of Tosis, it seems like the Svara of Tosis is a little weak. Seems to be a little weak, because he says that if it would be the Svar alone, I would think that Litzror, if it was the Svar alone, I would think that Litzror would what? Would limit it to two generations. If the Svar is so strong, why would I think that? So Elias, see, the Svar can't be that strong.
Sounds like a proof for
Shazarim. I don't know if it's a proof, but it's just saying that it needed...
It sounds like it's hurting when it's helping.
It seems like this, it's not hurting, but the Svara needed the phrase at Sof Olam to like legitimatize it. I want to give you a mashal for this. It's not really a mashal. I think it's even more closer than a mashal. There are certain times in Shas where the Gemara says, Lamali Krog, Ha what? Ha Svari. We mentioned them quickly yesterday. Two cases in hand, Ha Svari. Two cases in hand, Motzim Mechaver Olav Araya. What do you need a plusik for? Gemara Bavakam and Vavbez, it's a svara. If a person has a pain, you go to the doctor. If a person claims he owes me, I owe him money, prove it to me. Another case is Peshos. Woman says she's in need it. Second later, she says she's joking. What do you need a plusik for? It's a svara. This obviously shows which is more powerful, a svara or a plusik?
Svara.
Svara, no doubt. However, there are times in Shas where the Gemara says, namely, a case in hand, Shvuas Chafezim and Base. There's a klal called Shtiyah Bichlal Achilum. Shtiyah is subsumed under eating. Drinking is subsumed under eating. Shtiyah Bichlal Achilum. The Gemara has a line where it says, Ibayis Ema, Krah, Vibayis Ema, Svar. Ibayis Ema, Svar. Now, what does that imply? The Gemara has a pusik, and the Gemara says, when I invite you over to my house, come on over and eat. You think when you come over and eat, you can't drink. I just asked you to eat. That's ridiculous. Obviously, when I ask you to come over to eat, I'm including drinking. Right? Because I'm a sugar, right? When I come over, I don't need to elucidate. Please come over, eat and drink. Including eating is being able to drink. Now, this implies that what? That they're equal. So Tosus asks this kashin shvuas. He says, I don't understand. Sometimes the svar is stronger, sometimes it's not stronger. It's equal. So I want you to get this answer down to Tosus and shvuas called beis and beis. Tosus says when the svar is stark, then it's lamali cross svari. When the svar is a little weak, then it's what? Ibayisim akra ibayisim asvar. So if I would ask you, this line of Tosus seems to imply it's more of a svar that's of the kind of what? The genre of ibayisim akra ibayisim asvari. Because he says that if it was just a svar on his own without the mishnah saying at Sof Olam, I would think that what? Litzror is the real marker and limited to the two generations and not forever. Okay? Oh, Adkan, let's get it down, the first answer of Tosis. That's the whole first answer of Tosis. First answer of Tosis. Okay? That's the whole first answer of Tosis. Oh, very good. Now Ezra, Viter. This begins a whole new, when you do the Tosis, you got to be in tune when he's saying a whole new Teretz. This is a whole new Teretz now. Go ahead.
the Rashi Nami Tzar Sara Nafka Limit Milit Tzra.
Oh, Daha?
Daha B'Gemara Katani B'Hedya B'Shmatin Tzara Sara Tzahin Minayim
Talmud Lomar. Hello? Excellent. So what is he saying, guys? This is amazing. The first Tirutz of Tosa says that Rav Ashi holds, let's get it down, Rav Ashi holds lock, stock, and barrel. Tirutz Rishon of Rav Ashi, the Tirutz Rishon of Tosfos. Rav Ashi holds lock, stock, and barrel. Atzara, Tzara forever and ever is all what?
Svara.
All Svara. Excellent. Evan, the whole thing is Svara. Kol Tzaris is a Svara. What is Tosfos saying here now, Ezra? Tirutz Sheni.
That it's basically based on the amount of rashes it has. I guess.
No, but he's saying va'od. Read it again. Va'od amrinan.
Va'od amrinan de l'rav Ashi nami tzar sara nafka milit tzror.
Daha b'gemara k'tani b'hedja. B'hedja means explicitly. Gimel on the base, meaning Tosfos what, guys? Tosfos has the girsa against the Gaon, against Rashi, against the Sefer HaYashar, against the Ramban, that the Gaon lists off. You see, Klor Tosfos has it. Let's get this down in our notes. You see, Tosfos had that girsa. Tosfos had that girsa. And what does he say, Ezra? He says that according to Rav Ashi, the first two Terutzim are what? The first two tsaras are from a pasuk. Tzara, according to Rav Ashi, the tsara are from a pasuk. The rest, ad sofa olam, is a svara. That's a big difference between the 2 days in Tosfos, no? Tosfos says that ad sofa olam is a svara, but the first two is a pasuk. According to the first day of Charlie, the whole thing is a svara. All the tzars are a svara. Go ahead. Daha. The Gemara Ketani Behedi Shmaitzim. Go ahead. Shmaitzim means in our Gemara. Sara Sara Sayin. Ulekaman. Now he goes to Yigimel. Go ahead. Now he's bothered by it. But the Gemara asks Minani Mili and Daf Yigimel. What's it going on? What's it going on, guys? Go ahead. Kamar. It's not going on the first two tsaras. Yud Gimel. What's, go ahead. Dibahedjud, go ahead. Because Gimel Beis has a Beferish HaBraisa, it says Litzror. So what is Yud Gimel referring to? Ella?
Ella
Afilu? Oh, it's going on the hundreds. Going on three onward. Go ahead, Vamar Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says all hundred of mil, all to infinity are from the pasuk. Rav Ashi, Elatrei, the Afilu Hein Meya, Ditzarasa, right? Go ahead, Mitzvara Nafka, Ditzarasa, Nafka Ditzarasa, Mitzvara Nafka Ditzarasa. My timer. Why is she a Sura Kol Kach? Go ahead. Dibamakum Irva. Tasor, Tsaras Acheris. Oh, what does the Tosfos say in the second Teretz? What does Tosfos say in the second Teretz? What does Tosfos say in the second Teretz? That Tsaras is from a Pasuk, and Atsof Olam is a Svar, and Dafyud Gimel is talking about what? Dafyud Gimel is talking about what? Atsof Olam. Who's that against, guys? Rashi. Because what did Rashi say in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph? Minani Mili is going on what? Tzara Sara. So I want you to get down. Two Chidushim from the second Teretz of Tosfos. He argues on Rashi on two accounts. Number one, he had Gimel Amud Beis, Beferus, Tzara Sara from the Pasuk, which is against Rashi. Rashi didn't have it. According to the Gaon, Rashi didn't have it. And number two, Nakuda, what's the topic on Daf Yud Gimel? Is the topic in Daf Yud Gimel only Tzara Tzara like Rashi? Or is the topic in the Gimel only what? Three onward. So that's the second day of Tosfos. Second day of Tosfos is arguing Rashi on two Nakudas. Okay? Moreover, The first day of Tosfos is saying that Rav Ashi, they're arguing within Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi is called Tzaris, both 1 and 2 are based on a Svar. Now let's note, I gave you the Tosfos Shonim and I couldn't find it. I'm sorry. David was looking around for it. I thought I saw it. I couldn't find where it was. But the Tosfos Shonim and the Rif, I hope you guys saw, the Rif says Beferish. I want you to get this. The Rif says in Daf Yud Gimel, Amar Kra Litzror Hatera Ripso Tsaris Harbe Itzel Irva Achas. Mashma, according to the Rif, we learned it yesterday. We said the two possibilities. The Irva Paters. The Irva is Poter, according to the Rif. Mm-hmm. Meaning, could it be 80, 85? The reason why you're Pater is not the Tsar right before you, it's the original Irva. He says it befavors the Rif. And the Tosfos Shonim, the Sefer Ol Torah, also quotes. He mamish quotes him verbatim, but I couldn't find it. He says, Sara Sara Nami, Bimakam Irva Kamu, Patra Irva Tsara Fibu Hein Meya. Mashman that also, the Tosfos Shonim, also holds that it's an issue of what? Issue of the Irva Poter, even 85 or 90. Not the Tsara right before. And we said yesterday that Gufa was the Machlokes between Rav Nachum Parchovich, between Rav Yehuda and Rav Ashi. Rav Yehuda held that it was based on an Irva, that's buttressed by the Rif in the Tosfos Shonim, and Rav Ashi holds that it's a Svara. What Asher's 85? 84. What Asher's 84? 83. You convey the Svara on one generation to the next generation and the next generation. This is Pshat Tosfos. Okay, we got it, guys? This is the Chiddush we want to bring out. Now, we're going to wait till we get to Gimel Amud Beis for Rabbi Kivager's Kasha. But in the yeshivas, in the Olam HaYeshivas, Rabbi Kivager's Kasha is a very famous Kasha in Yevamos. What he's bothered by is that why on earth do you need a Pusik? I want you just to get the Kasha. Because when we get to Gimel Beis, Bez Yashem, we have to give the different terutzim. But he asks a bomb kasha, Rabbi Kivager. He says, why on earth do you need to dig up a pasuk, the pater, tsara, tsara? Once you say that tsara walks, why does the tsara walk? She should become a what? An irva, right? Bito. Irva blocks the yibum. The tsaris of the bito also walks. Doesn't she become like a what? A woman that has kids? She should become like an Irva. So what on earth do you need to dig up a special pusik for a Tsara Sara to Pater? Doesn't she become like an Irva again? That's Rabbi Kivager's bomb kasha. I want you to get it. And there are a plethora of terutzim from the Gedoy Le'achroinim to answer that kasha, Rabbi Kivager. But what I want to bring out is that it's just interesting. If you stress what we said today, that Rav Ashi holds that it's a Svara. If Rav Ashi holds that it's a Svara, then really the whole Kasha doesn't start. The Rebbe Kivager's Kasha is predicated on the fact that it's based on a Pusik of Litzror, right? Tsar. But if you say like Rav Ashi, and Rav Ashi would be Cholik on what? On the Brysa. Rav Ashi would be Cholik on the Brysa. So if Rav Ashi would be Cholik on the Brysa, it's a Svara. So the Kasha is only predicated on the fact that the Mucker Jonathan is what? Is Litzror. That's the Kasha Rabbi Kivager asks. It's a famed Kasha for millennia. Okay? Adias HaMashiach. In the Olam Yeshivas, we'll discuss that Kasha. But I'm just pointing out, L'maisa, we have an interesting concept here. Because if you strike it from the Girsa Gimel Beis, Rav Ashi's not being Cholik. But according to Tosfos in the first Teretz, Rav Ashi is certainly what? Being Cholik on the Brysa. And that's our Shtickle Torah that we said in the beginning of Shir. Rav Ashi in the first Teretz said, all Tzaris is based on Svara. What do you mean? Gimel Amud Beis has it from a Pusik. And he says it Beferish. Gimel Amud Beis has it from a Pusik. Gimel Amud Beis has it from a Pusik. So he needs the support of the Mishnah. He needs the support of the Mishnah. We said it was a weak Svara. But the bottom line is, isn't Rav Ashi giving a different Makar than the Brysa? How could it be? And Amora can argue on a Tana when he has what? When he has certitude. And how do you think he has certitude here? What strengthened his Svara? Ad Sof HaOlam. Excellent, Daniel. What strengthened Rav Ashi's Svara? Ad Sof HaOlam. So it's a stark Svara. He has certitude. He can argue on a Tana of the Brysa. According to Rashi, he's never argued on a Tana of the Brysa because you don't have any Gimel and Beis. And according to the second day in Tosfos, you have two different topics. Second day in Tosfos is not arguing on it, because Gimel and Beis is talking about what? Tzara Sara. And Yud Gimel is talking about what? Get three onward. Okay? So we got this clear? Baruch Hashluchas. Okay? We got it clear as glass. Alright? We got to get moving, Evan. We got to get moving. Real quick, go ahead.
According to Tosfos' second answer.
Yes.
Why would it be Yehuda have Atzov Olam? Is it still going to be Lozu Avzu?
According to Tosfos, let's think.
His second answer, he doesn't include the Yehuda. Are we assuming that it's Lozu?
According to Tosfos' second answer, the two different topics. Ravashi.
That's what Ravashi would be Rav Yehuda.
Rav Yehuda, the whole thing is a possible.
So then why do we have Atzov Olam? Is it still going to be Lozu Avzu? Are we still going to get that same? The first
yeah. Yeah. I mean, according to review, the whole thing is a pusuk, right?
So
lozu afsu. Yeah, lozu afsu. In a chanami. Lozu afsu, like you said in the beginning. Very good. Like you said in the beginning. Because in the beginning, he didn't go into a ravash review, he just said in general. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, Evan.
According to the second Terence of Tosos,
yes.
Wouldn't Ravashi fall back into the question that we asked on the first, that we asked in the first question? Because once we're saying that Rav Ashi uses Litzror as the makor for Tzara Sara, then someone would ask the question, also, what do you need Atzov Olam for? So we would say, Atzov Olam will expand the Isser, but we have the Svar to expand the Isser. So what do you need the words of Atzov Olam on the Pasuk for, according to Rav Ashi?
So in a similar vein, just like the Sof Olam is a helper to be able to expand it. And that's that.
It just like enhances the svar.
Yeah, it enhances the svar, like we said in the first terrace. Okay, very good. Everyone's on the ball. Very good. Okay, Viter now. David, you had a kasha?
No, you answered it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, in that sense, the second day will hold like the first day. Very good. Okay. Oh, now we get to the next tesis. But to do the next tesis, we need a lot of akdomas. Okay, set it up. Okay. Let's begin. The first case of all the 15 Arias's was Bito. What is Bito? So Rashi says on the Mishnah that Bito means Me'anusasa, that he raped a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, and he had a daughter with that woman. Bito Me'anusasa, a woman that he lived with against her will. And that's what Bito means, Rashi says. Interesting. Why does Rashi say this? Why didn't he say it's his natural daughter from a marriage, from a woman he married? I mean, it's his natural daughter in both cases. But why not through a marriage? Because that would be included in what? Bas Ishto. Bas Ishto. That's what Rashi says. Beferish, read the Lashon. Rashi says, Bito. You see the Rashi, the Ramaskan, Eim Chamosim, Eim Chamim? Bito. Ubito, let's read it from the beginning. The Aim Chamos of Aim Chomiv, we're up to there in the Rashis actually. Shtein Asirus Lo, the mother of his mother in law, the mother of his father in law, Mishum Irva. Kidexiv Irvas, Ishu Ubito, Lo Segalis, Beat Bas Pino, that's Bas Pino, Teshbichlaze Chamos of Aim Chamos. Including that is his mother in law and his mother of his mother in law. The Aim Chomiv, the mother of his father in law. Chomiv is father in law. Kinim Afarish, the Eluhin and Nisrafin. Sanhedrin him enough. We know that Chamiv means his father-in-law. We know that Mori Chami. Who refers to Mori Chami all the time? The Taz and Shulchan Aruch always refers to his father-in-law, the Bach. He says Mori Chami, Moch, Mem Bav, two squiggles, Ches. Mori Chami. Chamiv is father-in-law. Okay? There's a din of covet of your father-in-law too. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. What's the marker of this? David was Mechavit Shaul. Now, no one had a worse father-in-law than. Then David HaMelech Shaul was very mean to him, right? In most cases. But he still had a chi of kibbutz. Many of the Gedol HaAchronim ask, why does the Torah give the mocker that a son has to mechab his father-in-law from David and Shaul? Why don't you bring a ride from Moshe and Yisrael? What's the terrace of that? First of all, Yisrael was a what? Was a gir. Gir Shishkar Kanjala, maybe. They weren't related. Second of all, he was Megarish, his wife's Sipoyer, Moshe Rabbeinu, so he wasn't his father-in-law at that time. Third of all, maybe it was a special din of Optimus Agarim. So maybe that's why the tour came on to David and Shaul for the marker. Okay. Parenthetical. Viter now. Ubito. What is Bito? The Hacha Bito Mianu Soso Kamairi. Vichain Bas Bito, Bas Bino, Ilu Bito Mi Ishto, Hainu Bas Ishto. Bito, if the Bito would be from his natural wife that he had a kedushin with, that would be Bas Ishto. Kevin said, Ishu Bito lo shnomi menu lo shnomi ishacher. Aval Bito mi anusasa lo yalfa mi hacha. The Isha had a kedushin mashmashu ishish. Mikro achrina nafkin the first big Gemara. So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, let's get it, that the definition of Bito is mi anusasa. Okay. Otherwise, it'd be included in Bas Ishto. So we have to be mocked in the following. That's the first Akdama. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Let's turn to the Mishnah on Daf Chavav. Okay? Let's learn in the Mishnah on turn to the Mishnah on Chavav at the beginning of the parak of Arba Achim. Okay? Yeah. Chavav Yevamis. Okay? B'daf Chavav and Aleph. Okay? There are three steps. I got it. The three steps in the Mishnah that I want you to know in Arba Achim, okay? Let's get the case. No, this is not your mom. It's in the Moe. So, okay? In Arba Achim, okay? There are four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Okay? They marry two sisters. Two of the four brothers married two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Okay? This is the din, Mishnah B'Yavamis, in the beginning of the third parak, rather, not the second parak, B'daf Chavav and Aleph. Okay? Arba Achim, and they marry Shnei Amam, Nesu and Shnei Achayas, Reuven and Shimon marry Rachel and Leah. Umesu HaNesuim Es Achayas. And the brothers that married the sisters die, Hare Elu Chotzus V'lo Misyabmus. This is a din chalitza of lomis yabbas. Okay? So let's get this din. Everyone got it clear? Four brothers. Two of the four brothers marry two sisters. Those two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, die. The two sisters fall to Shimon, fall to who? Who do they fall to?
Yeah, the two brothers.
Levi and Yehuda. Correct. What's the Mishnah's psak? Choletzis v'lo misyabemis. Why? Tell you why. Because there's something called Achos Zikukaso. What does Achos Zikukaso mean? What it means is as follows. Levi has to make a decision. What's Levi's decision? Levi's decision, he's got to marry, do Yibini with Leah and Rachel. He's got a problem though. Because he's Pogeya Achos Zikukaso. She is ushered to him like the sister of what? The sister of his wife. You know, Achos Ishto is an Irva. Your wife's sister is an Irva. So if your wife's sister is an Irva, these two sisters, Leah and Rachel, are Zakuka to all the brothers. Leah and Rachel are Zakuka to Yehuda and Levi. Reuven and Shimon died. So you have both sisters, each are plugged in to either Levi or Yehuda. So each one is plugged in. How can you do Yibum with one of them? The other one is plugged into you too. It's like you're quasi-married to them. That's a problem called Akal Skukaso. Skuka means bond, guys. There's a concept called Zika. We mentioned the word before. Zika means a bond, a lock. There's a lot of lumbus. Zika in Zika. What the nature of Zika is. But for our purposes now, it's like a quasi-marriage. And therefore, how on earth can Levi and Yehuda say they'll do Yibum? Because in a sense, they're quasi-married to the other. You can't marry your wife and your sister and her sister. That's Achos Ishto. No, you got me? Again, you guys got to get this. Not hard, but we got to get these steps. No, I'm saying, in a sense, you cannot do Yibum with one Noah because you're locked up to both.
Why would she marry two brothers?
No, what I'm saying is that since she's shayach, they're both shayach to both brothers. So you can't make a decision as the brother and say, oh, I'll choose, Levi will choose Rachel, and Yehuda will choose Levi. You can't, because Yehuda and Levi themselves are, in a sense, locked up to both.
So since
you're quasi-married to what? Rachel, I can't do Yibum with Leah. And since he's quasi-locked up with Rachel, he can't do Yibum with Leah.
It doesn't go by age, the oldest brother.
I can't hear you.
If both brothers are locked into both sisters, then both sisters are also locked into both brothers. But how could a girl have two husbands?
That's why I say it's quasi. No, it's quasi-marriage. Okay? So that blocks... No, so it's a good question you say. That's what we're for. It blocks Yibum. But you're right. We don't let them walk. We still require Chalitza. You got this?
They both have to do
this is the first step. No, they have to be Chalitza. Each one brother will do Chalitza. One other one will do Chalitza with her.
So why, if that's the case, why can't one do Yibum with one and one?
No, because it blocks the marriage. That's what we're saying, Ezra. Chalitza is just like a get, in a sense. Chalitza just releases her. Okay?
In so the sense of Yibum, wouldn't Yibum only work with one brother has to do it, the other one is...
I understand, but we cannot allow a Yibum, a marriage, because it blocks, based on Achos Kukoso. But we can't let them walk until we do Chalitza. So that's the first step, number one. Let's get it, guys. Number two, second step. Let's get it. Second step is, what happens if Rachel or Leah was a mother-in-law? I'm using an example. One of the Ariases, we'll use Chamoso. Let's say Rachel or Leah was a mother-in-law to Levi and Yehuda. They were an Irva. Let's say one of them, Haisa Achas Asura al Echad, Isser Irva. What's the din? Let's say Leah was the mother-in-law of Levi. So therefore, Levi's Asur Belaya. But who would be Mutter Belaya? Levi would be Mutter with who? With Rachel. Because if there's an added Irva, let's say, Haisa Asura La'achas Mehen. Let's say Levi was not Mutter, La'achas Mehen. Levi was a, was a son-in-law. Right? Leah was a mother-in-law of Levi, so he's off limits to her anyway. So we ignore the lock, Noah. We ignore the lock. She's not shaykh to him anymore. Remember we said the first step was that both of them are shaykh to each man? She's not shaykh to him because she's his mother-in-law. Therefore, we ignore her, and therefore Levi can have Yibum with Rachel. And that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. Haisa Asura La'achas Mehem Mutter Ba'achosa. Mutter Ba'achosa. You are Mutter with her what? With her sister. However, the other fellow who is what? Yehuda. What's the din with Yehuda? Yehuda is still Asur to both. Because Yehuda is not what? The Hasheni Asur Bishtehen. The second one is Asur to both. The second one is Asur to both. Why? Because the second one. Why, Noah? You tell me. No, answer what I'm saying. Let me ask you something. And the second one is what? The second one is Asur to both because the second one is not related, so he's shaykh to both, so he's locked in to both. Remember? Do you understand that? Does everyone? One sec. Does everyone have that clear? Nachamal. One of the women, Rachel and Leah. Let's say Leah is a mother-in-law to Levi. So he's off limits to her. He's not shaykh to her. But therefore, since he's not shaykh to her, then Levi could do Yibum with who? With Rachel. But Yehuda, who's not related to either of them, he's not related, just a brother-in-law, just a Yabim, then he's locked up to both, and he remains usher to both, because you go back to the first din. Yes, Noah?
When the third brother marries sister, shouldn't it unlock the other sister for the fourth brother?
Yeah, no, that's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush. It's a good kasha what you're saying. We still say no. We still say even after the Chalitz is done, let's say Chalitz is done, we still say no. It still sticks. Okay? What's the answer for that? What do we say? Go ahead, Yossi. Because at the time when the Nefila happens, you have to be able to implement. If you can't implement and activate it then, it's never good. You got it? Good kasha and good terrors. Excellent. Excellent, guys. One sec, Evan. Let's get it. Okay. That's the second din. Let's go to number three din now. This is all from the Mishnah Daf Chavav. Third din. And the third din is, amazing, what happens in the following case? What happens in the following case? And this is the amazing Chiddush. What happens in the situation where we say, and this I want you to get, which is an amazing thing, what happens where she is considered to be, there's an erva for both. Haisa achas men asura zeh iser erva, v'shni asura zeh iser erva. So I'll just say achas asura just for short, for brevity. Achas asura v'achas asura. Meaning,
like that they were both mother-in-law.
Leah, excellent Ezra. Leah is the mother-in-law of who? Of Levi. And Rachel is the mother-in-law of Yehuda. What do you do in that case? What does the Mishnah say? Amazing. You know what the Mishnah says? The Mishnah says, Hasura lezeh, muteris lezeh. Leah that's Asura lelevi is muteris leyibum. Muteris. Muteris. Lezeh. Va'acher. Lezeh. What's the svara? Exactly the case. Excellent. Because what we are doing with Achazukachoso is that both women are shaykh to him. But if there's an erva, the erva blocks that shaykhus. So if the erva blocks that shaykhus, let Yehuda miyabim Leah and let Levi miyabim Rachel. This is the third step of this mission. Oh. Menelim Cain. This is the three dinim I want you to get for the Mishnah B'daf Bavavim Ralph, the beginning of this third parak. Okay? Oh. Now once we have this, okay, let's turn to Testament base now. Okay? Let's turn to Testament base. And on Testament base, the Gemara has a comment in the name of the Heligatana Reb Chiya. Okay? Reb Chiya was one of the authors of the Brises in Tosefta, Reb Chiya Rav Hoshaya. Reb Chiya has a comment on Testament base where he feels that the 15 Arayasis that are mentioned in our Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, the 15 Arayasis that are mentioned in the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph, you should plug in to the Mishnah and Daf Chavov. You should be able to plug it in the Mishnah and Daf Chavov. And all these permutations, Rashi does for you on Testament Base. You see that big, long Rashi on Testament Base? That's what Rashi does in that long, long Rashi. He goes through all the cases. Okay? Now, Reb Chiya says, it says, Asur Lezeh, Achas, Asur Lezeh, you know, let's write it like the Lashon, Asur Lezeh, Muteris Lezeh. Okay? Achas v'achas asur, asur lezeh, let's write it like this. Asur lezeh, muteres lezeh. Let's get the exact lashon. Muteres lezeh. Okay? You really should write it twice, so let's write it twice quickly. Asur lezeh, muteres lezeh. That's when they're both erevs. Okay. Now Reb Chiya says, I want to take the 15 arayasis, which are on the Mishnah and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, and I want to put them in the Mishnah and Daf Chavov. Okay, and Chavov and Aleph. Now, listen to this. There's a machloikis in the Gemara and Testament Beis between Rav Yehuda, again, Rav Yehuda, Kach et Mishnah Shalanu, which is on Daf Beis, the Samitzeh, the Daf Chavov. Plug it in to Daf Chavov, they should be able to have all these scenarios. So Rav Yehuda the Amora says, I want to tell you something. We got a problem here. What's the problem? Turn to Testament Beis where I told you. Do you see where it says, you see Rashi? Rashi is the eighth wide line from the top. Not from the top, from the middle lines. Do you see the eighth wide line from the middle, Bito? Everyone see that? Rashi. Testament base. Okay, here. Bito. Bito. There's a period there. Bito. Everyone have it? Okay. Ezra, you got it? Go ahead. Read that line of Rashi there. Bito, go ahead. Oh. Rev Yehuda says, I want to tell you something. The case of Bito can only be what?
The
if it's from
can Rav. Only be anusasa. Why? Go ahead. Again, it's impossible for the daughter of Reuven and the daughter of Shimon to be sisters from the same mother. Why is that true? Why can the daughter of Reuven, and this is what Rashi says, the daughter of Reuven and the daughter of Shimon cannot be sisters from the same mother? Go ahead, why not? Shaharei? If Reuven had a daughter with a woman and he divorces the woman, go ahead. Correct. He cannot marry what? He cannot marry the same wife. You cannot have two sisters from the same mother, from the same two brothers, if there was a marriage. Because how on earth could the brother, the second brother, marry his brother's divorcee? You can't marry your brother's divorcee. So they can if they're two sisters. It's achos ishto. You can't do that, Avi. It's an erva. Achos ishto, two brothers, two sisters, is no din erva anyway. Right? Two brothers, there's no din erva. If it's two sisters. But I'm just saying two brothers, you can't have that. You're asking the case of a mitzvah of yibum? What do you mean? You can't have yibum because they had kids, right? They had kids. So again, how can you have two sisters from the same mother? How can you have two sisters from the same mother if it's Reuven and Shimon? He can't marry his brother's divorcee. Go ahead. Ella what? Ella hechi? Elahachi. Anas Isha. He raped the woman. Go ahead. V'yodol Avas and gave birth to a daughter. Go ahead. Ah, and then Shimon also was Ma'anas, the same woman. Go ahead. Because that's mutter. Anusas Achiv is mutter. The woman that was raped by his brother is mutter to him. Only if it's your wife, Ayidei Kedushin, is it a problem. Go ahead. The Chazer V'yadolo. Excellent. Oh, right there. So what do we have here? Let's get it, guys. Rav Yudah says again, what did Rav Chiya do? Rav Chiya tried to what? Take our Mishnah and apply it to all the case on Chafav, including the third case. One of the cases is a problem. Because according to what? According to Rav Yehuda, how can you have a case of this Irva? How can you have a case of this Irva of Bas? How can you have the case of, what is this case? Asur Lazem Uteris Lazem. Plug it in. How do you plug this into Chavav? What was Chavav? Four brothers with what? Two sisters. Let's remember Chavav. Four brothers with two sisters. Two of the brothers die. The two sisters fall to the two remaining brothers. You have to be able to plug in. We said if there's an irva from each one, we use the example of Kamoso, but you've got to use each one of the 15. And what's the first in the 15? Bito. No, the first of 15 is by us is Bito. How are you going to plug in Bito? Bito meaning that what? How could you have Bito from the same what? How could you have Bito through a marriage? How could you have Bito through a marriage? What would be the marriage?
They each had to rape the same woman.
Right, but I'm saying, before we get to that step, Elliot, why can it not be Bito that is Nisuin? What would be the case of Bito from Nisuin?
She would have been ushered there.
But what would be the case of Bito from Nisuin? You have a case of what?
Two sisters from the same woman.
You have two sisters from the same, but I'm saying, why is it? How would you plug in this case of the two sisters? How do you have two sisters? Two sisters from what? From the same mother. What about two sisters from the same father? What'd you say?
It wouldn't work in our case. Why not?
Because
it would have to be.
Wait, why not? Why not?
Because of the fact that one is usher to one of the brothers. And isn't usher in the other one, not usher to that brother.
Exactly. You can't have two sisters from the same father. We have to find a case where you're a sur lezeh, umuteris lezeh. So if you have two sisters that are married, right? Two sisters that are married and from the same mother. Well, how do you have that construct? Two sisters from the same mother. How can you have two sisters from the same mother? So you want to say the case is that Reuben and Shimon die. Leah and Rachel fall to who? Levi and Yehuda. And they're both sisters from the same mother. How can you have that scenario that what? That she's a suru lezeh, umuteris lezeh. How did you get to that case? How can you get to that case? Because you can't get to that case because he can't marry what? He can't marry his brother's divorcee. He can't marry his brother's divorcee. That's exactly what Rashi's line is. Ellie, you follow this? You can't. How do you have that case? Right?
I don't understand.
Go ahead.
So they had to rape the same woman.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. But I want to explain again that line. Why can it not be Bito Nesuos? Elliot, why can it not be Bito Nesuos? You say, why can it not be Nesuos from the same father?
There's no way
for same mother,
there's
rather.
No way for them to be sisters. And
again, what are we looking for in this case?
That would mean they would have to.
Again, what are we looking for? That she's an irva only to what? She's an irva to one, and she's okay to the other one. Okay? We got it?
Each one has one daughter.
Again, let's go again. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, you got four brothers. Mm-hmm. Two of them die. The two married two sisters, and they die. The two sisters now fall to what? Levi and Yehuda. When we gave our example, when we explained the three cases, one of them is a mother-in-law to one, one is a mother-in-law to the other. So therefore, if they're asur lezem with theirs lezem, then no problem. They can do even with each one. Because the irva, as you said, blocks the what? Blocks the achos kukos. Remember we said that in Noah? So now we have Reb Chiya, who wants to take our Mishnah. Reb Chiya wants to take our Mishnah in Daf Beis and plug it in all the 15 arises to this case. Okay? He wants to plug in all the arises to this case. So let's take Bito. Bito. That means the two brothers that are going to what? Reuben and Shimon, they're going to do Yibum to Levi and Yehuda. They are what? They're Bito. Levi and Yehuda, right? The ones who are going to do Yibum are Bito. They cannot be. How do you have that case of Bito? Bito to one and not the other. Go ahead, Elliot.
Each one has to have one daughter.
Each one. Meaning Levi and Yehuda have to have one daughter. Go ahead. Each one has to have one daughter, right? Because we're talking about what? You know, each one is a bas to one and bas to the other. So you do a crisscross and it's mutter. So each one has one daughter. And what's the next step?
They would have married Reuben Shimon.
They have to have the same what?
Same mother.
Mother. Because otherwise they're not related. Right? Otherwise they're not related. Each one of them have to have the same what? Each one of them has to have the same mother. So Rashi says if they have the same mother, how do you have such a case?
What do you mean? The other one is not Bito.
But if they each have their own the same mother, how do you have that case? Because once he divorces his wife, the brother can't marry her. The brother can't marry his wife, his brother's divorcee.
He never had a case. It's not talking about divorce. It's talking about onus.
Therefore, we're forced to say it's not talking about a marriage. We're talking about it's honest, but I'm explaining to you, Daniel, Rashi says why it has to be talking about honest. You follow me? That's why Rashi says talking about honest. Okay? Because it cannot be talking about what? It cannot be talking about a case of what a marriage. Because you can't have that case. He can't marry his divorcee. Let me read, look inside the Rashi one more time. Let's look inside the Rashi. Rashi says, he says like this. He says, "Bito lo meshkachas lo el bito mianu sasso. She efshe le bito shel Reuven, u bito shel Shimon lios achayas mina aim. How can they be sisters from the same mother? How can they be sisters from the same mother? Sharei eshes Reuven she yodel lo bas vegir shel lo nisashuv le Shimon she grushes achivu can no longer marry him." That's mutter. The only way you can have the case is with Nesuah. Now, again, why only can't you have the daughter from the same father? Why have to be from the same?
because yeah. That won't be regular yibum,
because
that won't be usher to one, but to the
other,
so that'll just be usher to one.
Usher to both of them.
Well, yeah. I mean,
usher to both of them.
Well, two of them will just be usher to one, because they're both of them.
Right, so I'm saying you have to have a scenario where they're not the same
right.
fathers. They're two different fathers, because you want to have the crisscross. Okay? So you got this? So please let's get this. Okay? Let's take it one step further now. Okay? Again, we have the three steps from Mishnah Chafav. We have Reb Chiya, which takes our Mishnah. We have Reb Chiya that takes our Mishnah, plugs it into all the cases. Bito, you can start. Daniel, therefore, it has to be Bito talking about what? Amianu Soso. Bito Mianu Soso. Now, what's our Mishnah talking about? Read the line there, Ezra. First long line.
Benesuin
Kamairi. Bonson. No, read my time. The last line.
Which Mishnah?
On Tessim and Bays. My time on Tessim and Bays. The last short line. My time. We're going to get to it. My time. Cave into what? Tessim and Bays.
Yeah.
My time. Go ahead. My time. Yes? No. My time. Cave into Bito of Onsen Mishkachas Law. The Bach adds the word law. Benesuin lo mishkachas law. Benesuin kamari b'onsen lo kamari. Period. Let's get it. We'll close here with this. Please, let's get this line. What does it mean? Evan, you can't come up with a scenario of nesuin. It says benesuin lo mishkachas law. You can't come up with a scenario with nesuin. What can you come up with? B'onsen you can come up with it. But the Mishnah on Daf Beis, according to Rashi, and Daniel, let's get it down. Rashi says here, the Mishnah on Daf Beis of Manav is talking about what? Nisuin, and not what? B'nisuin what? Kamairi b'onsen lo kamairi. The Mishnah, everyone got this? On Daf Beis is talking about what? Nisuin, and not what? Not onsen. So Rashi says, Beferish, that since our Mishnah, please get it, is talking about Nisuin and not Onsen, therefore, what did Reb Chiya say that we put all the Arayas? Which one? From seven onward. Sheva Vahala. What's Sheva? What's the seventh year on our list? Chamoso onward. The first six start with Bito. And since Bito cannot be talking about a case of Nisuin, and our Mishnah in Daf Beis is talking about Nisuin, therefore Reb Chiya was not talking about the first six. He's talking from Sheva Vahala. Now, even though from two to six, you could figure out, and that's what Rashi does there, but since the first one can't work, he says Reb Chiya was not talking about the first six at all.
Why does he stop at six? What makes what's six?
Because Chamoso fits this case, Alex, like we wrote on the board. But Bito doesn't. So since Bito doesn't, which is number one, one to six are all permutations of Bito. So even though from two to six does fit, but Rashi says Rav Yehuda did not want to what? Did not want to apply it to the first six. You follow me? However, Abaye, please get this, guys. Abaye, in the next line, argues and says that Rav Yehuda was talking about Kol HaRayos in our Mishnah. Not just from 7 on. And therefore, according to Reb Chiya, according to Abaye, what would the topic of the Mishnah be? It's got to be talking about what? Anu Soso, because otherwise you can't explain Bito. In essence, according to Rashi, guys, Jonathan, you got me? In essence, Reb Yehuda and Abaye are arguing about what the topic of the Mishnah is. According to Reb Yehuda, it's talking about what? Talking about what? The case has got to be what? The case has got to be Nisuin. And if the case is Nisuin, it has to be from the seventh onward because Bito is on the Sosso. But according to Abaye, the Mishnah could even be talking about what? Onsen. So maybe the machlokus between Rav Yehuda and Abaye as to the scope of Reb Chiya is to what the topic of the Mishnah is. Now let's just close with the following comment. Now we've set it up for Tosfos. You know what emerges? It's a steer in Rashi's. Because Rashi and Daf Beis Amud Aleph said Bitomer what David? Adam Soso. And what does Rashi say here on Testament Beis?
Only according to Yehuda.
Right, and he's Masber that when it says B'nisun Kamari Botzal Lo Kamari, what does Rashi say Daniel is referring to? The Mishnah where? Beis Amud Aleph. So that means the Mishnah and Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi is saying is referring to Nisun, and on Beis, Rashi and Testament Beis is saying that the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph is referring to what Nisun, and what did Rashi himself say on Beis Amud Aleph? Anu Sotzol. Stirib Rashi. That's the way we'll end Shir. Okay? Chazar over, guys. And that's a beautiful Akhtom, and now we'll be able to see Tos. We got to do Chumash tomorrow too as well. Okay? But we got to get the Tos. Okay? All right, let's dive in Mincha. Okay, who wants to daven for the Yomim? Okay. Who wants to daven in the...